All right, time now to talk Ole Miss football. Shea Patterson, one of the most talked about young players in the league. Hey, look, you've been hyped for a long time. Are you used to that kind of pressure for that reason?
I was fortunate enough to be, you know, among a lot of good football players in high school and got to, you know, get that media prep and, you know, kind of be in the limelight a little bit as a high school, you know, football player. So I think that's benefited me a lot.
Shea, what did you learn your first year that you can translate to year two?
Going back to high school, you know, I was fortunate enough to go to IMG in Bradenton, Florida. So that helped me a lot transition from the speed of the game, you know, going into spring and, you know, really going in there. You know, before the Texas A&M game, you know, you kind of think in your mind that you can go out there and play against the best of the best. And then, but you don't really know until you make that first play. So that's really when you start to get comfortable and start to get the vibe of the game. So it was a good deal.
In the media, the way we see things, Hugh Freeze has got this unbelievable offense. You can throw for a trillion yards.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure he's had the perfect quarterback yet. You know, Kelly was a good quarterback. Bo Wallace was a good quarterback. But he's got you now. He can't wait. Do you feel that way, too, because of the offense?
I feel that, definitely. Especially with the, you know, we've had so much success over the, I mean, Ole Miss as an offense over the past 5 years have had so much success under Dan Warner. And, you know, I have so much respect for him. You know, he's a great coach to me. But now we have, you know, Coach Longo, who's had so much success at Sam Houston State. And, you know, this offseason we've been rolling. So it's pretty fun to watch. We utilize every single receiver in our offense. And, you know, I'm just very looking forward to September 2nd.
Shea, are you expecting to have a little bit more freedom at the line pre-snap? And what's that process like?
Of course. I mean, I can't give you too much. But, you know, as far as freedom goes, you know, there's a lot of it, and it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, we spread it out, and, you know, it's all about spacing. So, you know, I just can't wait to play for Coach Longo. He's one of the hardest workers I've ever been around. And, you know, we're in the film room constantly getting better. And, you know, I've never been around a group of guys, teammates and coaches who have put in so much work in the spring and the summer. So, you know, I think that's definitely going to pay off this season.
Shea, how do you block out the off-field stuff and all the rumors surrounding Ole Miss?
You know, ever since I was little, my dad's taught me to control what I can control. And, you know, I think collectively as a group, you know, our team has definitely learned to control what we control, and that's working hard every day. And, you know, everything else outside of playing and outside of September 2nd in the season is really irrelevant to us right now. And, you know, we're just really focused as a unit, and we can't wait to get started.
We always hear about the summer and how important that is, but you can't be with the coaches, things like that. How important is it to get your receivers out there? What's that process like? And how many strides can you make? How much strides can you make in that process away from the coaches?
You know, a lot. I mean, it's going through 7-on-7 and the drills is, you know, it's one thing with the coaches, but when you're out there and you got to lead it as a quarterback and as receivers and, you know, make adjustments on your own, you know, I think that's when you take the next step. And you don't really – you need the coaches, but when you can fix stuff without their help, I think that's when you really step up to the next level, and I think we've done a great job of that this summer.
Final thing, I know you got a cool kind of family story behind this. Great quarterbacks were 7, and they were 12, and they were 5, and they were 15, and they were 16, and they were 3. That's what they do. I mean, I've watched football a long time. It's what they do. That's what they were. So would you share the number 20 story with us?
Yeah, I got something different coming your way.
Yeah, yes, you do.
I was actually, you know, came into Ole Miss wanting to wear number 1.
Okay.
You know, one of my best friends on the team, AJ Brown, you know, he wore number 1 in high school.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to – he's a big guy. I wasn't going to outbody him for it. And I thought to myself, you know, what other number, you know, could I wear? And I thought, you know, why not 20? My grandpa wore 20 for the Detroit Pistons back in 68 and 69. He played at University of Toledo. You know, I just thought it'd be cool. It's different. You know, at first I was looking in the mirror. I was like, whoa. Yeah, that's a two-digit.
That's what we're going through, okay?
it's a two-digit number, and I've always been a, you know, one-digit guy. And but it's starting to grow on me, and, I wouldn't change it. You know, hopefully it's growing on you guys, too.
It's a really cool. I joke with you. It's a really cool story. Hey, you're going to have a great year there and a great career there. Thanks for stopping by. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Shea Patterson, the quarterback from Ole Miss, back in a moment. Stay with us.